1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center Time 751. It is the fourth Thursday of the month, and we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing? I am doing well at my end.
All right, great. You keeping busy this time of year? Is it slowed down from after the legislative session? What's happening in the in your district?
I mean, we always think that things will slow down, but one thing or the other, it never happens. So, but quite busy this summer, but very pleased. You might recall, and we talk about that, the three of us in the House delegation with Mesker Sankana had three main goals just for Greenwich moving into the last session. One was to get, number one, to obtain and to improve the reimbursement for the construction of a new central middle school in Greenwich, and that we succeed. We obtain a 20% reimbursement on $112 million on the total cost of the construction. And second was to obtain funding for the Glenville corridor, and we succeed with $6.5 million for Greenwich to move ahead with that project. And besides the $6.5 million that we got for the Boys and Girls Club on the prior session, we obtained additional $1.3 million funding for non-profits in Greenwich. And there we should mention obtaining funding for the Mews, for River House, for Parsonage Cottage to replace a new roof, an elevator for a Greenwich library, Barbara House, Family Centers, Greenwich Alliance for Education, for United Way. We obtained funding to support, and they were very good because they will not charge any overhead, and they will send all the funding to the public school system in Greenwich to support early childhood education for families that are on ALIS. Let me see, Wastefield Greenwich also, that do a great job diversion solid waste out of the incinerators into compost. So, and now we are quite busy in the implementation of this funding. I mean, those nonprofits, they have to fill out forms. The grants are allocated to different commissioners or departments. And so we want to be sure that all the forms are filed on time and finally by September, maybe October, you know, funds are dispersed to our nonprofits that much need them. So that is what we are doing now, and quite pleased. Sorry to hear that, the Department of Transportation in Hartford just announced a $799,000 grant for Greenwich for improvements on three safety intersections on Greenwich Avenue. That unfortunately the Board of Finance in Greenwich on partisan basis keeps postponing. So, I mean, it happens before. We didn't use funding that we need for improvements. And, the first electment, the selectman's office in Greenwich, the Department of Transportation in Greenwich had been very supportive of these improvements, but the Board of Finance on partisan basis keeps postponing this program, despite the fact that, as I said, in Hartford, $799,000, almost $800,000 was approved for Greenwich.
Do you optimistic, though, that is eventually this will go through, or at least in some form?
I hope so. It went through two postponements, and as you know, the questions were raised by some members. I mean, we will bring in a third time, so we will have the Department of Transportation in Greenwich just presenting the needs for these improvements. I don't know. I hope so, but I mean, it will be a third time again discussing this. Sometimes it's hard to understand why we keep postponing much needed projects. And at the end, they have to be done. They have to be done. We are not on ADA compliance on many places in Greenwich, public schools, public buildings, and when you don't do them in stages, I mean, one day or another, you will have to do all of them. So, which is not a proper planning.
Put on your RTM hat. This would then, if passed, would go to the RTM, right?
Oh yes, absolutely, and I'm sure we'll pass on the RTM. Right. I'm very confident that on the RTM should pass. Yes, I don't see any problem not passing on the RTM. But you know, first has to be approved by the Board of Finance.
Right. All right. State Representative Hector Arzino. Hope you're staying cool.
I'm trying, but I don't talk to me about climate change and global warming. That's another issue that, again, we will see and try to tackle in the next section if I am reelected, Tony.
All right, great. Thanks very much for your time, Representative Arzino. Take care. Have yourself a good day.
Thank you very much. Have a great summer. Bye-bye.
Bye. That is State Representative Hector Arzino.